Good. Okay, let's get everybody in and take their seats. And you know, we've talked a lot about today about creating your own reality and, you know, making magic, making things happen through magic. And there's one industry that's been doing that for quite some time, and that's the film industry. Think about it. You just assemble all the elements you want, you put them together, you come up with a story, and suddenly it becomes reality. You know, so the profession of being an actor and being in films, come on in, Bruce, is one that's been doing that for some time. We all in? So we've got a treat for you today. Gentlemen, are you ready back there? We've got a little bit of film for you, so roll it.
We go inside with Dee Wallace, an acting legend who has turned to spiritual healing.
I think Hollywood takes its toll on people.
After more than 130 movies, 4 TV series, 400 commercials, and dozens of guest spots, Dee Wallace has added the role of spiritual advisor to her repertoire.
I looked around and I went, you know, all my friends, my students, myself, my family, we're all doing, you know, whatever type of prayer work. We all did different things, chanting, affirmations, visualizations, and none of us are really happy. And I want to know why. I want a way that people can heal themselves. We learned this in fifth grade, everything's energy. Mm-hmm. This is a scientific principle.
Mm-hmm. You can't create it, you can't destroy it, you can just transform it.
Exactly, but everything is energy. You, me, the camera, everything.
Now, on top of acting, she spends her days giving advice to people in need of spiritual healing.
Karen, you on?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Can you step forward?
No.
To choose yourself first. We don't deplete ourselves. That's a belief.
Not really.
Her two international satellite radio shows connect Dee to people in pain across the world.
You bring your power, all of your power, back into who you are. If you don't love yourself first as the part of the one that you are, then you can pray, you can chant, and you are still not going to allow yourself to receive because you do not love yourself enough to give you what you're asking for. So I'm saying to you, what little voices do you want to tell? Thanks. Shut up, bye-bye, been nice, but don't want to hear from you anymore. I want a way that we can heal ourselves. And what I want to accomplish in those shows is to teach people that universal knowledge is open to all of us. We just have to ask, we have to listen, and we have to trust. But what I do is receive what someone's higher self is giving me that they can't hear yet. That's all I do.
We're on a ride tonight, huh, guys? Yeah. We're going to Lisa in Philly.
Wow,
you're on.
Hello.
And now I'm talking to people all over Europe and India and Asia on both my shows. Just amazing, amazing people that are coming together going, you know what? We want to know we're healed.
The empathy of this veteran actress gives comfort to her troubled audience. In fact, her work is so successful, she's expanded to holding weekend-long workshops and is publishing a book.
I'm going to quote Terry Cole Whitaker here. Those of us that believe in reincarnation, this is the life you've been dying to live. So let's get on with it, you know. This is your part. And you get to be the writer, and you get to be the producer, and you get to be the director, and you get to be the actor, and you get to be the editor. What movie of your life are you passionately coming forward to write and produce and direct and act in?
If you'd asked me 10 years ago if I was going to be a healer, I'd go, say what? I want to gracefully and beautifully take my talent into who I am, looking the way I do, being the truth that I want to represent.
I'm Dee Wallace. Reincarnation proof. Here I am. Whole new form. What do you think?
You want to know.
I think they prefer the real thing. I was prettier then. Listen to this. Boy, I think I'll be going home for the weekend. Dee Wallace is a great gift. When I thought about putting together this event, she was the first person I thought of and the first person I asked to speak and the first person to say yes. She is more than an actress. She is more than a friend of mine. She was part of the group that wanted me to have my own TV show when I was flying back and forth to L.A., and she was very supportive, even though she didn't know me personally at the time. But I got to know her on a different level, not just the film actress that you all know in movies like E.T. that you all love, but because she's a healer. She's an energy worker. She's got her own radio show. She's got books. There's one called Conscious Creation. It's right here. We have this one, which I can't see, Bright Light, and she has some other books, some other audios, and some other things at her booth. So please go to her table afterwards. But the woman is here because she is a healer. She is tapping into another dimension. She is helping you realign yourself, your beliefs, and everything so that you can have, do, or be whatever you want. She's causing people to have these miracles by triggering in them a new sense of a reality. We really do live in this world of magic and miracles, but most of us don't know it, and most of us don't know how to achieve it. Dee is a walking light bulb of energy. I actually went to a seminar to see, not a seminar, but a comic book convention, because I went to go see somebody else there that I wanted to meet, and she was there. And her line was longer than everybody else's. The smiles on everybody's faces there was longer and bigger than everybody else's. And she was making more money than everybody else's. She knows how to really tap into abundance and live abundance. I can go on and on about this, but Dee Wallace, this is a great gift to me and a great gift to all of you to have her here for the next 90 minutes. So I'm going to shut up, get off the stage. Bring Dee Wallace up. Stand up for her. Give her a standing ovation. There she comes. Yes. Big hug and I'm down.
Here. No, keep it going. Keep it going, please. Solo. Get up. Get back up. That's my first message to you. You gotta have some frickin' fun! Frickin' fun! And you gotta participate. So if you didn't get up and dance, just kind of look at why. You know, I'm just asking you to kind of be conscious here today. And you gotta have a new attitude. Because if you keep living your old attitude about money, you ain't going to create any more money. Right? The Einstein, well, I'm really out of breath. I'm going back to the gym. Jesus. Einstein said something like, and I'm paraphrasing, you can't create something new from the mind that created the old. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about my work. Because I know you know me as an actress, but I'm really an awesome broad. I'm sizzling, baby. And that was called a sizzle reel, by the way. I am an unbelievably accurate clairaudient channel. I asked and I received. Now, see, I'm off the notes already, told you. How many people know what the original meaning of ask, the original Hebrew meaning of ask? It's claim or demand. Yes, yes. So when you ask and receive, you are saying, this is mine. And that's how you receive. You got it? Not, oh gosh, if I'm worthy and I know I'm a lowly piece of, you know, and I don't know anything and I'm not smart and I've never been abundant and, right? No, you go, I'm money. That's what I am. I am powerful money because I'm the director of my own energy. All of my teaching is based on the I Am principle. Now, I'm going to use the word God, but let me tell you what God, what the definition of God for me is: all thought and all possibility. All thought and all possibility is available to everybody. All you have to do is reach up and grab the possibility that you want. So the I Am principle says, God said, all thought and all possibility said, I am that I am. He didn't just say, I am, because whatever you say after I am is what you are. So how many people today have said, I'm tired? Well, the way that works is the energy, the one energy comes forward and goes, I'll give you more tired, baby. Because it doesn't care. It loves you unconditionally. Do you understand? It will give you anything you direct it to do. If you can get this concept, you will change your life today. How many people, when it comes to money, have ever heard the whispering thought, I don't have enough? More enough! Not enough! Not enough! I'll give it to you. How many people have ever been aware that they've said, well, no matter what I do, I just can't make enough money? I really want you to get that the energy just listens and it goes, I'm waiting for you to direct me. Most of us are waiting for something to happen so we'll know enough to be the director. And as my mother used to lovingly say to me, Deanna, you got it bass-ackwards. You are the director of your energy. You are the God of you. How many people can say, I'm God? Let's hear it. I'm God. Because if you're not the God of your money, the money will be the God of you. So I know it's pretend, but we're pretending this is money, right? Lots of money. Okay, I'm going to put that right there. I want you to watch all the bad shit that money does for the next 90 minutes. You watch it now. Because a lot of us have been taught that money's bad. That you're certainly not going to be humble and receive the kingdom and all those messages that we've been given that are literally genetically held within our energy systems, that stuff actually has a consciousness that can do something without your direction. Some people make billions of dollars and do really great things in the world. Some people make billions of dollars and become drug addicts. I'm in that business, I know. And hurt other people in order to get more of it. But that's not up to the money. That's up to what your consciousness wants to do with the money. So that takes us back into, what do you know about you? How much do you trust you? Because the I Am principle is how you define yourself. So how many people think they're really, really good people? Okay, how come every hand isn't up in here? What's up? You're at Joe Vitale's event. How many of you know you're good people? Good grief, McGillicuddy. If you can't claim that, you better leave now. Okay? Because what you're saying to yourself is, I'm not a good person, so why would I even want to try and create what I want? Right? If you're not worth it, why would you even think that you can create the money that you want to attract into your life? Now, oh, I'm so far off my frickin' notes. Now they're telling me to bring in, you see, most of you think money's out there. Think about making money right now. Think about the money you want to make. It's in the future, isn't it? Well, you ain't, okay, so here I am, and there's the future. If in this moment right now, I see me making money in the future, when I get to the future, the money has to move further where? Into the future. This moment of now, and you've heard it from Joe, and you've heard it from a lot of the other speakers, this moment right now is the only moment you create in. This moment right now. If you can't experience that you have the money right now, you don't. And now it's the next moment, and you don't. And now it's the next moment, and you don't. And now it's the next moment. You know that world we're all waiting for the world to change? It's you. It's you. You are the world you have to change. And I'm really going to try to show you how incredibly simple that is. Okay. The world doesn't happen to you. You create the world. And I want to show you how. So we've all heard, change your thoughts, change your life, right? And we all go, uh-huh. And I'm saying, no, you don't really get it. Most of us really don't really get it. First of all, a thought is not a thought. A thought is an emotional, electrical charge that you have within you. When I say Hitler, you have a charge, right? There was a little charge in there. When I say Christ, totally different kind of charge. Some of you good, some of you bad. Depending on how much organized religion built you up or took you down. That's why God is a loaded word. I use source. It doesn't seem to electrically charge people in so much, right? How about I love myself before I love anybody else? Kind of feel that charge. Because we are taught for eons and eons and eons and eons that you cannot do that. You know what most of our definitions are of loving ourselves? How much can I give me up for you? How much can I give me up for you? And that makes me a good person. And then I can really like myself. And I'm saying, you're not going to create money that way. To truly, truly love yourself first, so that you have so much love for yourself that you can give it to everyone. Every time you look in their eyes, every time you smile at them, every time you hug them. Universe wants to play with that. So, a thought is actually an electrically emotional charge within your body. And every time you plug into that charge, you build it up again. So let's just say, I love money. I really like money. I like to play with money. But my mommy told me, I only need what I need, and I don't ever need any more. So we have this little black balloon competing with this joyful little pink balloon, and both of them are electrical charges that you send out into the world of all thought and all possibility. What happens when you send that out, those charges out, the universe of all thought and possibility goes, I see I'm getting a direction here. I'm going to find every thought, every emotion, every experience that matches that, and I'm going to bounce it back from the ionosphere, meet these beliefs, complete the connection, send it back through the crown chakra. Their body's going to send it through their entire nervous system, into their organs, into their glands, into their psyche, complete the charge in their heart center, and it goes out again. Now, if we take this one away, that's a whole different electrical charge that's going out to the thought and possibility, isn't it? There can be billions of these. You don't need to find them all. What you need to do is focus this. You can even, let's just take money, because that's why we're here. But I'm teaching you how to create everything. I love me. I rock. I'm magnificent. I'm God. You are the God of you. No one can think a thought for you. No one can hold a perspective for you unless you allow it. Therefore, you are the God of your temple, right? Anybody want to argue that? I'm ready. Okay. Well, I'm God. It's up to me. I get to choose what I want to direct. I get to choose my thoughts, which are emotions, which are electrical charges. But if I start with I love me first, then every thought and every perspective I hold that doesn't match that is going to dissipate and fall away when I hold my focus on my self-love. We were talking at lunch, right? So if I love myself and if I want to lose weight, right, do I eat all the tiramisu or not? Because that's a thought. I get the charge, tiramisu, wanted sweets, chocolate. Mine's chocolate. That's what this is. Chocolate, right? Love my chocolate. It can also be, I love myself. Does the thought of, God, I'm never going to have enough money, does that resonate with loving yourself? Does it? Why are you thinking it then? Why are you sending it out so the universe, who loves you unconditionally, sends back the same thing so that you can repeat it again? So we've got, I love myself. Oh, we'll use this for many. I love many. So go to your heart, because you'll feel the charge. I love money. Think of it as rather orgasmic. Good, you got that. Well, don't we, isn't that the experience, the feeling that we love to get when we create things that we're passionate about? It's like a great orgasmic explosion of, I did it, and it feels good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to live an orgasmic life. I do, actually. Which brings me to another thing. Creation has got to be fun, guys. Scott, we've made it way too serious. Way too frickin' serious. It's like I said at lunch, God didn't say, oh my gosh, I gotta make some light. Shit, how am I gonna make light? This is gonna take me frickin' years to make this light, right? I want light. I'm choosing to create light. I'm holding my focus on light. I'm feeling my power and experience of making light. I know it's already done in this moment because I'm living in the orgasm of light. So I love myself. I love money. I know the world loves money. I know the world loves money so much and loves me so much that the world wants to give me money. There's enough for everybody. The more money I make, everybody else can make the same thing because everybody's the creators of their own lives. Now, you see, if you send those out to the universe goes, yes. Yes, I'll give you that. I'll give you that back. I'll give you that back. Unless, you know, you can't trust a damn thing you say or do. You can't trust your instinct. You can't trust any of it, Dee. So, bye-bye. I'm going to take precedence here, which is definitely not loving yourself because you don't think you have the power to create you. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to get conscious here for a minute. What thoughts, which are electrical, emotional, impulse directions, do you keep constantly regenerating around money? You should have had three or four by now. Okay, so great, I love money, there's plenty of it, I deserve it. So I'm asking you, if you think those thoughts and feel that consistently, feel it so consistently that you absolutely know. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to hope. You know. Then you would have all the money that you want right now because that's the way it works. Now you're saying, well, it's easy for you, Dee. You're a movie star. You make lots of money. Yeah. I come from a family who was dirt poor. My father was an alcoholic. My mother worked every minute of her life that I can ever remember my mother. Came home, 7 o'clock, took 3 buses to get there. Cooked dinner when she finally got here. My dad finally committed suicide when I was a senior in high school. Every single solitary message I ever got in my life was, there's not enough. Cut to 2 weeks ago. And I'm a pretty conscious... Are you watching that money? No. Cut to 2 weeks ago. And I'm pretty conscious. You know, I really walk what I talk. My daughter just got engaged. God bless you. And she came home and I said, oh, let's plan the engagement party. She said, we're not having it here. I said, what do you mean we're not having it here? We have a beautiful backyard and we put parties on. You know, I'm a party girl. And I said, what do you mean we're not? Well, her fiance has some friends and they're very wealthy. And they have this huge mansion, and they offered to put on the engagement party, and so we're having it there. I got really pissed off. I got really hurt, because you know, an actor will tell you anger is a secondary emotion. Underneath anger is grief or fear, always. So if you're angry about money, you're in fear of it, or grieving because you don't have it, neither of which is the electrical impulse that will create it. So we got to talking, and I just could feel the hair going up, and I don't have a lot of it on the back of my neck. And if I had been younger, this is what it would have been. Why are we going to have it at my house? I have enough. I'm the mommy. I should have it at my house. And that's who's running the show for most of you around money, is your kid. So I want to take a moment and have everybody pull up, go back, close your eyes, and go back to when you were a little boy or a little girl. And see yourself. Come on and play. Close your eyes. And go back and be in a room with your mom and dad. Be in your home when you're little. What's the biggest message you got around you're fabulous and you're incredible and you can make all the money in the world and do great stuff with it? What's the biggest message that you received? When you got it, open your eyes. Yeah, well, you've got a pretty good idea of what's running the show right now. It's not you. Your adult self goes, well, that's stupid. I know that's not the case anymore. But your little girl and your little boy, guys, they're scared to death. They are scared to death. They're either scared that mommy and daddy were right and nobody's going to love me if I have enough, if I have more than enough. Or they're scared that, well, mommy and daddy never could do it and I'm just like them. I don't want to dishonor them by having more than they do. Or they're still in the electrical charge of, okay, 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 I'm not enough. I know I'm not enough. I know I'm not enough. Or they're still in the electrical charge of, sit down and shut up! Which, you know, when you go to take your heart out into the world and say, this is authentically me, and this is who I am, and I'm love, and I'm joy, sit down and shut up! doesn't help you make money. You have to love and nurture and talk to that little child or that teenager. Sometimes it's you in another lifetime. And nurture them and parent them back to what you know now, which is when you put all those together, that's the truth. That's the truth of who you are, because you're God. And you can be the God that limits you and doesn't give you what you want. Because remember, all thought and all possibility goes, whatever you want. I love you unconditionally, whatever you want. Or you can be the God that steps forward to empower yourself again. And it all comes down to choice. Where's Sheila? Come on up here. You said you'd play. Because this is the biggest question I get. You don't need...
Okay.
You don't. She doesn't need this.
Are you saying I'm a loud mouth?
No.
No.
But she just did. Okay. So what... Well, maybe you do. What question did you ask me at lunch? How do I... Holy hell, she forgot already.
I forgot already.
How do I do that, Dee? How do I choose to love myself? How do I choose, right?
Right.
How do I choose to think a different way? How do I choose to be and believe what's going to create stuff for me? So, you said you'd play.
I am playing.
Okay. I swear I'm going to play.
I swear
I'm going to play. Good. Be a chicken, please. Be a chicken.
Like the funky chicken?
Whatever. Come on, be a chicken. Come on. I'll do it with you. You got to do the quack, quack. Okay, be a pony. Come on, come on, come on, be a pony. Oh, for God's sake. Be a pony. Okay. Do you see how she chose to do that? She had a few little falters there. Gosh, I might get hurt. I'm going to look like a stupid idiot, which is, she did. Right?
I don't do that very often.
There's another one. I don't do it very often. I don't know how to do it. Right? Those are all the same thing, exactly the same things that you tell yourself when you start venturing out doing all the things that are going to make you money. I don't know how to make a website. Well, frickin' learn. You know? If you love yourself and you need a website to get your business going, to make the money that you're sitting here saying you want to make, then you either learn how to do a website or you find somebody that does it for you. Right? Okay. What other steps do you have to take? But you're not going to take anything if you don't love yourself. Do you love yourself?
Yes. I don't want to let go of you because I feel the energy that might convince
you. Okay, BS. Wait, this is really important because that's a lot of what spiritual people do. I can't be my own power. Will you be up for me? And I'm going, if you don't walk the process and live the process, your life is not going to change. Use everything at the back of the room to support you in doing that. Any tool, any community, any guidance that you can use to support you, but you've got to do it. You've got to do it. You've got to walk the life that's going to turn your life around, guys. If you don't start loving yourself and shifting those electrical charges, you will have exactly the same life after going to 20 more seminars. And I don't think that's what you want. But if you don't shift you, that's what you'll get. Do you understand? You're the highest answer. You are the answer. You are the answer. You are the answer. You are the answer. I am. I am the power. I am the choice. I am the frequency that creates my life. I ask you again, do you choose to love yourself?
I choose.
Good. Now you see how easy that was? Mm-hmm. Good. That's how easy it is. That's the first step. I'm stepping forward to choose. How many people, God, I don't know why they're bringing this in right now. I look like I'm just D up here, but I'm way far into the channel. Thank you. Somebody said, you should roll your eyes back and talk like this, and then we'll know you're in the channel, you know. Somebody called into my show and said, you're not in the channel, D. Channels don't swear. I said, mine does. I don't know what to tell you. You are absolutely... Anytime you go like this, my parents are the reason I can't. How many are using that? Come on! Lion sex. Yeah! I come from a poor family. I never learned about money. Well, go learn. You know? I never learned how to have a baby either, but I had one. I can't do it because the government, you know, screwed up all my health care. It's the government's fault that I can't be as prosperous as I want to be. And then it's, you know, read Bright Light. Yeah. Anybody that's ever hurt you, abandoned you, put you in fear, taken your power away from you, sodomized you, raped you, whatever happened to you. In this moment right now, they are not going to fix it. They are not going to make it okay. Who's the only one that can make it okay? You are. I am. You are the only one that can go up until right now. That's what happened. In this moment right now, you're at a choice, right? You can go at this moment right now here's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I'm going to drag it through the rest of my life. My dad was an alcoholic. Oh, my God. Every night of my life, I had to pull him off my mom. We never had any money. My cheerleading shoes cost $16. I had to put them in layaway for 3 months. He killed himself. Do you know what it does to a 16-year-old girl when your dad kills himself? You know what it does to watch your dad be weak all your life and your mom have to take care of him? That got pretty frickin' boring after a while. Let me tell you, but that's what we do. That's what we keep doing. We keep dragging our stories, and our stories define us, guys. They disempower us. And that certainly does not match loving yourself. Was it something I said? I don't really care. So. Number one or number two? No. You see, just like my buddy Sheila here, she was in the moment to choose. This is the most important moment of your life. Choose to empower yourselves the way you want to right now. I'll give you a great exercise. I got this from a group of psychoimmunologists, which is the mind-body connection from Harvard. This simple exercise not only helps you create what you want, it also reversed to some degree almost every illness they dealt with. Now remember, all disempowering charges that go out, come back in, complete the charge in your electrical heart. Your pituitary and pineal send it throughout every gland, every organ, every cell of your body. So any kind of limiting, disempowering thoughts are going to break your body down. Period. Love, fun, and joy. Love, fun, and joy. The more you live in love, fun, and joy, the healthier you'll be, the more money you'll have. And the best part of it is you won't care whether you have it or not. But you'll have it because it attracts. I just did a science fiction convention, one of those that Joe was telling you about. And I got up in the morning and I was feeling funky. I didn't really want to be there. I really wanted to be at home participating with people who were doing something special that I was missing. And I went, wow, now does that thought in charge match what I want today? What do I want today? Well, I want to have a good time. I want to enjoy a lot of beautiful people. And I want to make money. That's why I'm here. And wanting to be somewhere else is not going to help me make money here, is it? So I sat down with this exercise that I'm going to give you, and my mantra was, I am fun. Now remember, anytime you say I am, it's a direction of your energy. Deanna, you will be fun. That is what you are choosing to be. The energy of Deanna, be fun. Do you know I tripled what I usually make? When I started in this work and found this exercise, I said to my channel, God, all thought and all possibility. I work with a pendulum. If you have a problem with it, it's yours. What's the highest thing I can say to open up everything in my life? They said, I am money. I went, what? Not I'm God or I'm divine love. No, I'm money. I said, why? And the answer was, because you know when you create the money, when you know that you are the creation of money, not you get money or it comes from out there, but literally you're the creation of the vibration of you that creates money, you'll know you create everything. And they were so right. So I'm going to show you how to do this. If you're smart and you love yourself, you will take it home and you'll do it. It's so simple. It's so simple, you'll go, how could it possibly? I'm just telling you, it does. Okay? You take a slow, deep breath in to the count of three or four. And with a smile on your face, You exhale slowly as you say, I am money. Now, there's a little secret. It works ever so more exponentially for you if you do it from the experience of love. So I'm going to give you a second really valuable tool here. Everybody drop into your heart. Put your stuff down. You can't do this from your head. Oy vey. Drop down into your heart center. Yes, you know where that is, so if you're arguing about it, give it up. Drop down into your heart center. Now, do you know you can be in your heart center without opening your heart? It's true. You can. I didn't know it either until I was given that information. So drop down into your heart center and direct yourself to open your heart. And I want you to find a love place, a love experience in your life where in the snap of a finger you can go back into that charge and that vibration. It can be with a pet that you've had, with a baby, with a beloved other, with when you succeeded joyfully in something in your life. Find that beautiful place of love. That's money. That's money. I want you to go there before you do the breathing exercise. So go into your heart. Take a breath, everybody. And let's just, it's such a beautiful experience. If there's any resistance coming up, just tell yourself you're safe. You're safe. And feel that love place. And everybody take a deep breath in. And connect the exhale, I am money, with that beautiful love place. Remember, you're going to put a smile on your face. Deep breath in. I am money. You still in that heart experience? One more time. I am money. Can you feel it? Yeah, a lot of people in the audience are very emotional right now. When I taught, and I think there's a few copies, I'm almost sold out back there, a 2-hour channeled webinar on I Am Money. And they had me, everybody stand up for a minute, stand up. How many people were getting tired? How many people know what that's about? You're either releasing or you're resisting. Okay, so make the choice right now that there's only the choice to be safe and experience your power through love right now. Come back into your bodies. Take some deep breaths. Okay, thank you. Sit down. Wow, it was like a wave that hit me up here. We're moving some pretty heavy energy here. And we're really taking charges out, right? And putting new charges in. the more you can connect that charge, that love place that you found, with everything that you want, the more the energy of the one can come in and work with you. It says very clearly in the I Am Discourses, the energy cannot intercede on your behalf without your clear direction. It was a great gift that we were given free will. You're here to learn how to work and form energy. That's why you're here. Do it consciously, because if you don't consciously create your life, ergo the name of my first book, Conscious Creation, if you don't create your life consciously, I guarantee you, you will become the created upon. Yeah, let me say that again, because everybody kind of went, If you do not create yourselves, you become the created upon. 3 out of 4 women are going to get what? Yeah. Yeah. Who told you that? And did you buy it? Because if you're buying it, or if you're just sitting there watching all those commercials, do you know you can get over 100 messages of disease and the frickin' medication that's going to kill you anyway in 1 hour? In 1 hour of TV, you can get over 100 messages. I just finished a film in Bulgaria. I was there for 2 weeks, not one advertisement about a pharmaceutical, not one. We are hypnotized in this country to get sick. You are hypnotized. And if you are not sitting there watching the TV going, well, in my life, I create perfect health because I'm the creator of it. I know that. I'm the creator of everything. Every time somebody flips you off on the freeway and you go, right? You ain't loving yourself. You're allowing yourself to have the instantaneous reaction that will cause damage to your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and everything else. Because behind that reaction is, I'm not honored in this world. I'm not respected in this world. And that's the reaction, man. I'm in the middle of doing this big gratitude of self-love program with my community right now. And I wake up every morning just to read the amazing emails about, oh my God, I never knew I loved myself. Oh my God, I actually can feel it now, Dee. You know, and before I came, I woke up and the email said, well, this has been the biggest waste of money I've ever spent in my life. I don't feel anything different. I don't love myself, and it's just been a big waste of time. And my friend was there in the office and said, what a bitch. Said, just right back and, you know, I said, no, because that's what the program's all about. And I wrote back and I said, I'm so very sorry you feel this way. Out of hundreds of people that are doing this program, this is the first negative response I've had. So I would like to gift you a 15-minute private so that we can see if possibly there's a block in your way. There's something in you that said to you, yes, I want to love myself. And then there's something that's keeping you from being able to walk into that experience. I'm willing to walk with you to find what that is. And she wrote me back and she said, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Dee. Obviously, there's something huge up here for me. I haven't done any of the exercises. So I really don't know. But you see, I had a choice in that moment to react in one way, which was not love. And if I react in a way that's not love, I am not loving myself. Do you understand? And because I chose to love her, because in loving her, I love me more, then she was able to love her more. And now the energy's opened up enough that she's willing to explore why she couldn't go any further in this program. When we live that consciously, our lives exponentially turn around. So, are you watching that? Because I think it's gotten away with some stuff already. So silly. They told me to do it, you know, it's like, really? But I get it. I get it. So, let's just say wait. It's not going to plug anybody? All right. Let's just say, everybody kind of, if you don't have one, create your fantasy. Actually, they might be here in the room and find you then. Create your fantasy divine relationship if you don't have one. Now, what do we all want in a significant other? I can tell you what I want, and, well, throw some stuff out. What do you want if you could create the perfect lover, divine relationship, significant other right now? I know that one of the biggest things is I'm respected and honored.
Loving and caring.
Loving and caring. What else?
Great sex.
Great sex. I'm with you, babe. I'm so with you. What else?
Passionate.
What else?
Sense of humor.
What else? What?
Honesting.
Listening to me. What?
Supports
me. Absolute. Positive attitude. What?
Loyalty.
Love that. What?
Generous.
Conversation? Yeah, it's pretty tough if you can't talk to him. Okay. How many people have that relationship with this? How many people have a passionate, sexual, loyal, listening, all those other great things we said, relationship? This is your significant other, guys. Do you love and respect it? Do you honor it? Do you listen to it? Do you spend time with it? Do you pay attention to what it's telling you? Do you sit down and go, wow, maybe I'm not giving you enough because I'd like you to give me a little more? It all works the same. Do you understand? It all works the same. Creation is creation is creation. And the formula is you. I want to talk a minute. I know I'm way the frick off. I want to talk about this. Because I know exponentially that if you do not love yourself and you cannot hold your focus on love, you won't create. I would bet that most people are focused on why they don't have money and how they have to fix it. Am I wrong? Hi, I don't have it, and I need to fix it. And if I need to fix it, I'm always going to have to fix it. That means I'm never going to have it, so I can keep fixing it. Recharge, 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 recharge. That's why they talk about new thought. If you don't insist, train yourself, make yourself, invite yourself, have fun with yourself, thinking new thoughts that create new charges, you are never going to have a new reality. And what everybody says to me is, yeah, but it doesn't make sense. Exactly! Exactly! If you think it has to make sense, you won't create it, because you know what? You go, there's only that possibility. And the 5 billion other ones are out there going, hello, I'm here. Really, I'm here, but you're not seeing me. So take your prevalent thought that you got from your family about money. Somebody play with me. Give me what it is. Money can't buy you happiness. And they're right. Money can't keep you from being happy either. Watch the bad shit it does. What can money buy you? Choices. Well, choices make me happy. I don't know about you, but you see, it's not the money. You can choose to shoot up with money, and that choice wouldn't make you very happy for a long period of time anyway. Right? So what new thought do you want to choose? How about money's happiness? Okay, because the thought, the belief, the message she got from her parents and her family, her little girl, is money can't buy me happiness. So how about money is happiness? Money is happiness. Because you see, if she does the breathing exercise, I am money. But subconsciously she says, yeah, but money can't buy me happiness. Then she's subconsciously going, I'm money and therefore I'm not happiness because money can't buy me that. But I guarantee you, if you do the breathing with connected to the love place, with your positive statement, you will realize soon all of those little messages that are running your child. They have to, because what happens is, if there's only light, there's no place for the dark. There just isn't. So if you keep claiming the light, the dark has no place to go. And pretty soon it's banished. It's gone. Which is what Ho'oponopono is. Okay, so what does it feel like when you go into your love place and you go, wow, that's what money feels like? Can you feel the charge of the money and the love and the joy coming together? Yeah, there you go. Do you see how that shifted? Now you've got a new charge around it. Now you've got a new charge around it. This exercise was channeled to us. Again, so simple, unbelievably powerful. Everybody pull up your love place. place. Go to your heart and pull up your love place. And I want you to take that love and send it to this red dot for 30 seconds. Keep sending it. Now, when you can hold that for 30 seconds, 6 times a day, you will know you have mastered enough focus to create what you want. And you will be surprised how quickly and how easily it happens. So 6 times a day, 30 seconds is what, less than 3 minutes? I don't know. Not a big chunk out of your life, you know. I wouldn't do it while I'm driving, though. I actually had that question. Now, what does that do? Somebody, can somebody explain the simplicity of what that does for us? Yeah, I would like everybody to start putting it in positive. If it keeps the negative out, what does it do? Right, it encourages you and trains you to focus love, these are the important words, for no reason. For no reason. It's your muscle, that's right, you're training your muscle of love to be sent out toward anything you want to create. Yes?
I think it's like the duality between you and your heart's desire collapses into oneness.
That's, they're saying, hallelujah, that, write that down for me. Yeah. I'll use it again. Say it again so I can repeat it. Just say what you said.
The separation between you and your heart's desire collapses
into oneness, so that the desire of your heart and the love for yourself and the love period comes together in one experience. And remember, as James Dean said again, it's not about the words. It's about the experience, guys. The emotion, the electrical charge. The more you can connect that, the more, all I can tell you is miraculous results within my own community, but I'm the best example of my talk. I wanted to bring my acting career back. I wanted to start doing bigger things and better things and working more, because for a while I didn't want to act. And I didn't want to act because of all the stuff that happened to me that I talk about in Bright Light. I was pissed off at the business. I was untrustworthy, right, of the business. I did not trust the business I was in. If you don't trust money, it's not going to play with you. Just like that good relationship we just created. It's not going to create for you because it's going to go, well, I don't want to go there. You don't trust me anyway. So I've spent a year bringing myself back into harmony with loving my business. What does it feel like, Dee? What did it feel like the day you heard you got E.T.? What did it feel like to be on the set with Blake Edwards and Dudley Moore, two of my favorite people on earth? What did it feel like after 6 years and every specialist in the world telling me I'd never have a baby to hear you're pregnant. What does that feel like? That's why you want to do this again. Not because the fact that somebody hurt you is the reason you don't want to do it. This is the reason you want to do it. So what, where is that place in you that knows the joy and the excitement and the freedom that money allows us to have? Now, do we have to have money to live in those experiences? Absolutely not. As Miss Sheila showed us, you can choose right now to be a chicken. You can choose right now to be a pony. You can choose right now to feel and know your abundance and your joy and your freedom. No, nothing has to happen for you to choose to live in that experience. And I think that's one of the big shifts that we have to create, is that I don't have to have somebody to love me to love me. Yeah. How do you do that? That's brilliant. He's saying he's always gotten his own personal value from other people's reactions to him. I think probably everybody in this room would go, oh yeah, I'm with you on that. Because we were never taught, you know? We were never taught. We were taught to give up ourselves. But I want to play in the sandbox. Well, Johnny wants to get in, so you get out. How many people in here are mothers that go, I'll give up myself for you, I'll give up myself for you, I'll give up myself for you. I know that one. You know, how many men? I'll give up myself for my job, anything to make it, anything to make it. I'm doing it for my family. I'll give up myself. And it's not the answer, I am telling you. It is not the answer. So I'm going to answer your question. Everybody shut your eyes. Go down into your love place. I want you to see a beautiful field in front of you. And in that field, I want you to put one thing that you love absolutely unconditionally. A pet, baby, rainbow, a place, just unconditional love. And that's going to be your red dot. You're just going to send all your love to that beautiful choice you just made. Just send all your love there. Let it fill you up. And now I want you to see you walk into the picture and stand beside it. And send you all that unconditional love. Open your heart to you and just, you're standing with the choice that you made. You can pick it up. You can hold its hand. You can stand under it. You're one with that amazing experience of self-love and love for another. One. Okay, so open your eyes. Was anybody not able to walk in and be a part? Did you feel anything there? Yeah? That's what this, that's the value of this experience. Is that you think we've been taught that we have to have a reason to live in a state of love. And you live in a state of love because it's the reason. It creates everything. It heals everything. I have a gentleman that I work with who, well, they basically 3 years told him he had a year to live because of his AIDS count. His count's so high that they just declared him AIDS free. Wow. And I say to him, Michael, why do you think that happened? He said, Dee, because I chose to accept me and love me unconditionally. And my body said, yes, I will give you that. Money will say yes. And you know what it does? When you get passionate and love yourself and excited about what you do, you have 5 times more energy to do it. 5 times more. 50 times they're saying it. I have a lot of energy. I have more energy than a lot of my students that are 30 and 35. Because I just love to create. I love to create. And I love to get out and share this information and help you empower yourself. How many people have heard, anybody that's had any religious training here, thou shalt have no other gods before me? Okay, I'm going to tell you what that really means. I am my I am presence. And my I am presence is the most powerful force on this world. I will not think a thought, take an action, hold a perspective of this world that diminishes the power of my I am presence in any way, because that is the worship of a false god. And lack is one of them. Do you understand you are sinning against your own energy of the God that you are to limit yourself, limit your good, limit your love, limit your joy, limit your fun in any way? It is a sin against your energy. And if it's a sin against your energy, because we're all one mind and there's only one energy, if you're sinning against your energy, where does that sin go into? The collective consciousness, which goes into the whole, which makes up everything. And we're going, yeah, but the world just happens to me. And I'm saying that's because the majority of us aren't creating what we want, and therefore we get to live in a world of what we don't want, instead of going, oh, well, I better start with me. I better start with what I'm doing, because whatever the majority buys into, that's going to go out to the ionosphere, and just like a radio signal, get bounced right back to us, go right back in us, the charge is completed. We think the thought again, and out it goes again. You know, when we really don't want cancer anymore, we won't have it. Oh, really, now? Oh. Well, I just do what I'm told. Okay. They want to give us the primary belief why we're not finding a cure for cancer. Didn't see this one coming, Joe. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I'm not a doctor. I have to say that. I haven't even played one on TV. Okay, sheets. Wow, from Joe. Give me a song. Any song. Today's the day. Okay. Wait, there's two things that came in. Number one, we have a prevalent belief that we cannot find the cure right now, that the cure is in the future. I know, but I didn't hear the... It went too fast. And that I am... This is a claim that they're asking us to do. Now, okay, we don't want to claim I am the cure for cancer. Where does that take your focus? Cancer. You bet. They don't want health. They don't want wellness. So, God, Joe, sorry, they keep taking me to you. What's your understanding of what cancer is? Okay, that's the highest word. I don't even use the word can. Okay, I am the victor. That's the highest thing we can claim around creating. They just don't even around creating health. Health everywhere in our lives. Health in our money. Health in our bodies, health in our psyche, health in our politics, they're saying everything. That we have to claim, which remember, is a direction of our energy. I am the victor over my energy, over life, over creation. I am, wow, the victor. Okay, let me see if I've forgotten anything. I don't think I have. Oh, yes, one thing. I'm sure most of you know that over 80% of us and the world is water. You know that, right? Water contains every memory of everything it has ever experienced. It carries with it total perfect memory. So if you are over 80% water and you have the memory of money can't buy you happiness, you've got to shift that memory in the water of you, don't you? Now, water is also an electrical current. Think of a dam. The water of you and the water of this world is a powerful force of electrical current. It's just another piece of information that they want you to understand that this is not some namby-pamby spiritual thing. What we're talking about today are scientific truths that are also spiritual truths that are also the original God truths before a man screwed around with them. Because God said, these things and more will you do also. Go create money. Go create lepers being healed. Go create perfect love in the world. You're going to do much more than I do, but not if you give up the power of your own creation, which comes from choice, which starts with what? What is this? Self-love. I love the God of me. Okay, so we're going to review this. You know, it would help you if you... Anybody see the movie The Matrix? Okay, that's really how the world works. Pick a door, any door. You get to live the reality of the door you pick. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's no up, there's no down, there's no better, there's no worse, there's only experience and how you've created it. How you've directed the creation of that energy is your choice. You get, like it said in the video, to be the writer, the director, the actor, the editor, and you get to decide how to release it out into the world. So I'm going to give you one valuable last exercise. Audio, last exercise. Everybody get up. Okay, watch me. Now you've got to play, even if you play at your own comfort level, but you have to play. We're going to take "I'm so happy I have all the money I want." That's your statement. I'm so happy I have all the money I want. You got it? Now just watch. I'm so happy I have all the money I want. I'm so happy I have all the money I want. I'm so happy I have all the money I want. Now, you know what that does? It makes the statement. It brings in the joy. You're experiencing fun. You're stating that you already have it, and you are creating a new electrical charge all in that one tiny little exercise. You got it? One, two, three, go. I'm so excited I have all the money I want. I'm so excited I have all the money I want. I'm so excited I have all the money I want. I'm so excited I have all the money I want. I dare you to get up naked every morning, look in the mirror, and do that. It's been my great blessing to be with you. Thank you. Thank you.